With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says a third round of negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after 21 hours without reaching an agreement. Vice President Vance spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn Sunday. Two Pakistani officials says the delegations will resume after a break. Some technical personnel from both teams are still meeting. President Trump is angry with NATO allies over the Iran war and the future of the military as alliance in question. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The president's uneasy relationship with NATO took a turn for the worse during the conflict with Iran when allies refused to assist in the U.S. and Israeli-led war. On Wednesday, Donald Trump met privately with NATO's Secretary General in the Oval Office. No media coverage of the White House visit was allowed, unlike previous visits. Afterwards, the president was still fuming, writing on social media that NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't be there when we need them again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukraine is accusing Russia of failing to abide by a proposed holiday ceasefire.
Firefighters in Sumy, Ukraine, carry an injured person out of an apartment building ahead of a proposed ceasefire with Russia for the Orthodox Easter weekend. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday declared a 32-hour ceasefire until the end of Sunday, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised Saturday to abide by the break-in attacks. But a Ukrainian military officer says the ceasefire is not being observed by the Russian side, and in Odessa, at least two people were killed. I'm Donna Water.
Construction on the new White House ballroom can continue, at least for now. A court of appeals ruled Saturday that work on the project can proceed through April 17th. More at srnnews.com. People of the world are asked about homosexuality.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Moms for Liberty made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration and gaining new influence in national decisions. CEO Tina Desevich says the group has been a part of the discussions around transgender sports bans, artificial intelligence, and much more. This is SRN News. It would appear that San Francisco may have solved their crime problem.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chesa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Correspondent John Scott adds that new technology, including 400 license plate readers and 80 drones, has aided in over 1,000 arrests by providing real-time intelligence to police. The Motley Fool's 2026 Best Places to Retire reports has been released. The report found that Arkansas is best for costs of living and number 5 for housing costs. Indiana came in 2nd for costs of living and 11th for housing. Ohio followed with 3rd. More details at srnnews.com.